You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm wondering if I need to get a second job to pay for some work that needs to be done on my house. Just about a year after I moved into this place, a leak developed in the ceiling in the living room. There's pipes that go between the living room and the bedroom up above, right, in the ceiling. Got it fixed. 3 months later, another leak in another spot. I was like, what the what? Had that fixed. Then when the third one happened, I was like, all right, I need to know what's causing this. And I had some plumbers come out and they said, well, the problem is you have what's known as electrolysis, which I'd heard of before, but I didn't know how it was caused in a home plumbing like this. And it turns out that if your house is improperly grounded, because every house has to be grounded, electrical current, it's like excess electrical current in your house needs to be safely just grounded into the ground, ideally outside your house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You run a pole down, a rod down like 6, 8 feet.
You see it a lot of time by the power box. Yeah, that pole that goes into the ground, there's a wire attached to it.
Yeah, and I'm sure your wife, especially because she works with power grids,
yeah.
She probably could tell people about this. Anyway, when they built this house, they cheaped out, and so they grounded the electricity to the copper piping in the house. And what that does is it feeds an electrical current, which causes little pin-sized, they call them like pinholes in your pipe after a while. And so it's not a huge gusher, it's just a little
You can have hundreds of them, right?
Right, and over time, I mean, that'll just destroy, you know, the beams inside your walls, it'll destroy
mold,
your drywall.
Mold, and yeah.
Yeah, it's just terrible. And I was like, well, crap, what do I do about that? And the guy is like, you have no choice but to replace all your piping in your house. So I've now had three estimates. I'm going to get a fourth, but it doesn't matter anymore what the estimates are. Do you have any idea what it costs to repipe a house and then repair all the drywall?
Sure.
Because they have to cut holes throughout your house.
It's probably fairly labor intensive, I would imagine. And yeah, feeding all that new plastic line every little, you know, to every little crack and crevice, and probably $25,000.
That is on the low end when you factor in all the repair work. It's probably going to end up being 30 plus.
And yesterday you were like, well, there goes 10 grand. I'm sure this will be 10 grand.
Well, no. When the original estimate I got a few years ago.
Prices have gone up, I guess.
For just over $10,000. But everything has gone. And my God, it's ridiculous what it costs now.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
At least you have all new piping. You won't have to worry about this anymore.
And that $10,000 to $12,000 a couple of years ago was did not count the repairs of all the walls and everything.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, and it's.
I'm trying to just feel like see how this would make me feel if I were to eventually like buy your house, if I knew that everything had been replaced as far as the pipes go. If this is good or bad for resale. If you'd get some skittish people, like, why was all this done? What else is
hiding? Oh, my God.
Hiding?
I think it would be a huge upsell.
Or would it be a huge upsell to say, hey, you got all new pipes because there was issues.
You got all new pipes throughout the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because on inspection, they'll find that everything works great and there's no leaks. I mean, to know that there's new plumbing throughout the house.
Sounds expensive,
yeah.
Bud.
Oh, it's so bad, Jer. It is so much money.
It stings. It
and
really
you
stings.
You can't get insurance to pay for it because they don't treat it as like a tree falling on your house or a fire or anything. This is just considered wear and tear.
Can you start a fire?
Oh, I talked about it with one of the guys yesterday.
Now, if I can start a fire, does that mean I can get all my pipes replaced because of smoke damage?
I did talk to
a guy. Can I shove a tree into my house?
I was laughing with one of the plumbers who came out. He was a great guy, and I was like, I said, I think maybe some of my choices are either moving or setting my house on fire.
Yeah.
And he goes, well.
And then the moving's kind of a jerk move because then you're saddling someone else with the problem.
I know, and I wouldn't do that, and I don't.
Which it sounds like kind of happened to you, possibly.
Well, I thought about that. In fact, my stepdaughter asked me that. She goes, do you think the lady who sold you the house? I said, I don't think so. Because I don't.
Because I feel like it started to happen like right away, right when you moved in. It was like
it was about a year. It was about 14, 15 months after. And with the rate that it's been happening, I think it's just bad timing. Mm. And by the way, I got to replace my water heaters in the house too. They're really pushing tankless, which I'm not a fan of. But man, do you guys have tankless or do you have?
No,
water
I don't.
Heaters?
I have the tanks, and then I like that too because it's emergency water too in a pinch. You know, you got gallons upon gallons of emergency water if something were to happen.
That's hilarious that that's where your mind goes.
It's true.
That's like the last thing I would think
of. Well, look at the world right now. They're cutting off water supplies to some places. So it's like, hey, if it happened here, you got a little bit of water to sit on.
How long are your 40 or 50 gallons going to last you, I guess?
Well, at least it's something, right?
Yeah, that's something. Anyway, so you can add that, and that's part of my estimates also, is that it's, you know, two big water heaters.
So it's going to be a small Christmas for you guys this year. Not a lot of gift-giving.
Oh, Christmas. Schmishmas. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Well,
anyway, so I don't know. Maybe I'll have a bake sale or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Can you go donate some something? Semen?
Hey, they say that does pay pretty well.
Yeah, why not? Back again, Mr. Sesta. All right.